Heavy snow, high winds, and blizzard conditions stranded travelers from Kansas to North Dakota to Minnesota on Christmas Day. KMTV-TV meteorologist Tim Schmidt says things could get dicey this morning.
Temperatures will be around 20 to 25 degrees, which is plenty cold enough to turn all of that snow melt that's currently on the road, some of that slush, it's going to turn it to ice. So you'll want to watch out for a very icy commute.
And there were a few disruptions for flyers on Christmas Day. FlightAware says there were 2,858 delays within, into, or out of the United States. American forces have hit Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq after three American troops in northern Iraq were injured by a drone attack. Details from the BBC's Neil Nunes.
In a statement, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the strikes had targeted three facilities used by Hezbollah and its affiliates. He said there had been attacks by the militias on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria.
Israel launched airstrikes on multiple targets in Gaza Monday. More on that from CBS Imtiaz Tayeb.
Christmas was a day of carnage in Gaza after the Israeli military carried out dozens of airstrikes on the Maghazi refugee camp, killing at least 100 Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health. In what's being described as one of the deadliest Israeli attacks since the fighting began, on the ground, the grief was unbearable as a father hugged the lifeless body of his child.
This is Boxing Day in Britain, Israel, Australia, Canada, and other countries. Just what is Boxing Day?
Most widely held explanation is that the wealthy gave their servants and tradesmen a Christmas box with money and gifts on the day after Christmas to reward them for a year's worth of service. Another explanation is that churches placed boxes outside their doors to collect money for the less fortunate. There are other explanations, of course, but it has absolutely nothing to do with shopping at big box stores. Linda Kennedy, CBS News.
27-year-old Julia McClellan of Minnesota sent out Christmas cards this year with a request that single men between 25 and 35 contact her.
I'm in marketing and I make music on the side, so I'm like constantly thinking of like creative ways to get a message out. And so I thought, I haven't done that in my dating life, and the dating apps weren't super fun this year, so why not?
She posted a digital version on social media, says she's gotten a few bites. Kansas City Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco left last night's game against the visiting Las Vegas Raiders with a concussion. As he was being tackled, a teammate's knee smacked him in the head. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Program director of WFHR, James J. Maloff here, also your host of The Morning Show and Morning Magazine, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season. Enjoy from all of us here at WFHR.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day were expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Flu season has peaked in February over the past 40 years, but has become less predictable since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we talk about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with the Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide, just like Santa Claus, across the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, helping do that great George Michael Open. Welcome to our special Christmas show. Mr. Zommers, a very Merry Christmas to you.
And a very Merry Christmas to you as well.
Nicely done on the Open today. You knowing that George Michael usually sings our song "Freedom," and that was one of his hits. Off was it an actual Christmas album? Do you think?
I don't recall. Let me take a look.
Maybe.
While you.
All right.
Talk
well, sure.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, welcome in. We have a big show for you today. We do have a guest on this special Christmas show. If you're watching on the streaming, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what have you. Yes, I am donned in my Christmas caroler gear, my black top hat, my black overcoat, and, a Christmas scarf. We're all set for the holidays here at Civic Media. We have little lights behind us, little garland. You know, it's fantastic, right? It is the season, as they say.
I have a little Christmas tree in a box over there. I forgot the base, so it's just chilling.
It's just chilling. And a special thank you to our friend and our colleague, Alice Snyderman, better known as Coffee with Alex. We need another segment of Coffee with Alice. Look what she made for us. We're holding them up to the cameras here. They are note cookies, like musical note cookies. Let's find out. Here's a little bite. Mmm. To paraphrase Andy Griffith, good cookie.
Tasty.
They're very tasty. Thank you, Alice, for being so kind. Alice of Max Inc. Radio. You can hear Alice and Roker and Terry Bell. Terry Barr, pardon me, but Terry's mixed up there. Maybe Terry Bell will stop in as well for a special holiday edition. All those great folks on Max Inc. Radio this weekend on Saturday evening. So you can tune in and listen to them. So thank you, Alice, for the holiday cookies. We have a special guest coming up at 12:30 today. We have our very own Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, played in three different Rose Bowls, former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL. He will be along at 12:30. He has kids, so we'll talk what it's like to be about a younger dad with young kids on the holidays, but we'll also talk a little football. Of course, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on LSU on January 1st, right here on Civic Media. You can stream it, of course, on the Civic Media app, and so Brady will be along to preview the Wisconsin Badgers bowl game, the ReliaQuest Bowl. Used to be the Outback Bowl, and before that, the Hall of Fame Bowl in Tampa. I've been to that game before. Down there in Ybor City, it's a great place to party on New Year's Eve. So Brady Ewing will be in at 12:30 to talk to us about that. Mr. Zombers has a couple of different holiday board games for you during this this Christmas holiday. He'll be talking about as well. We have all kinds of beverages here. We'll be talking Christmas movies. Lots of Christmas music in this special Christmas show as well. But right now, we have a special surprise, it looks like, on the phone. One of our longtime listeners, one of our favorite people, Gene, up there in Eau Claire, WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire. Gene, what a pleasant surprise to kick off our special Christmas show here. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and how are you, my friend?
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you men, too. And I just wanted to strongly recommend, I got you on YouTube. You guys look fantastic for Christmas. I just had to call and tell people, tune in. These guys are great to watch live. Thank you very much. And have a good show. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Gene.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so very much. Really, really appreciate it. And we are live here on the Friday before Christmas, but we're going to replay this on Christmas Day proper. So I don't believe the stream plays on Christmas Day. Is that right?
It will not, unfortunately.
Right. So if you're listening to us on Christmas Day proper, you can still listen to us on the app or whatnot on the podcast. But yeah, if you're watching this live on the Friday before Christmas, so give us a tune in on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what have you. Mr. Zombers, a very, very natty, very nice Christmas sweater. It's not ugly at all. It looks handsome on you.
Well, thanks. It's a red sweater. It has some like Argyle style lines going across with sure. black and white. And then it has two polar bears
yeah.
and a little snowflake in the middle.
Very holidays, very, very Scandinavian. Do you have some Scandinavian blood in your ethnicity at all or not so much?
Not really. Although I will say, speaking of family yeah. and stuff, this sweater, it almost matches my dad's Christmas sweater. It's
oh,
red.
Really?
It also has a high neck that buttons up. Mm-hmm. It also has designs. His just has two big snowflakes instead of two big polar bears.
Oh, very nice. Well, it looks fantastic on you. Red is your color, I think.
So, well, thanks. Yeah. And your caroler outfit, also fantastic.
I've worn this. I used to wear it when I owned a coffee shop. I'd wear it a couple days before Christmas. And then I worked in retail for a while. My boss said, oh, bring your... I did it one year kind of as a joke. And next year, she's like, oh, wear your caroler costume. So, you know, yes, these are actually clothes I wear.
Although,
well, not the hat so much every day, you know.
Civic Media executive producer Luke Mathers came in here earlier, saw you through the window, and was like, oh, look at Scrooge over there.
Well, good Lord. Really, Lukester? Really? I mean, you know, I try to be the good Scrooge. Here's a little hitherto unknown fact. As my former teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say, in middle school, at the Richland Middle School, I once played Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. That's true. It's absolutely true.
Do you think
true.
You killed the role?
I got a standing ovation, so I guess I did okay.
All right.
It was, you know, one of the few things I did in middle school that people enjoyed, I think. But, yeah, I knew all the lines. Still one of my favorite shows. And we'll be talking a little bit more about favorite Christmas movies or shows a little bit later in the broadcast. But, yeah, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, one of my all-time. I just love the redemption factor. I love the fact that, you know, I think there's a little Scrooge in all of us. We get cynical. We think the world's going to the hell in a handbasket. And then you stop and you count your blessings and you think all the good things in our life. And you realize, you know what? Live in the moment and appreciate friends and family. And I know there's a lot of people, especially if you're listening perhaps on Christmas Day proper. Look, I've been there because of illness or whatnot before. There are people who are spending the day alone and might not have anybody to spend it with. And that can be really tough. And remember, just to throw it out there, if you are feeling particularly down or you want somebody to talk to you, even on Christmas Day, you can call 988. The mental health hotline is set up. There are people standing by to talk with you. So 988, you can text or call on your cell phone or landline if you just feel you need to talk to somebody today. You're feeling particularly down. If you're not quite that down, stick around with us because Zombers and I, you know, if nothing else, we're good for a couple of laughs on Christmas, Mr. Zombers.
I should hope so.
So looking forward to spending the afternoon with you for a couple of hours. And then I said at 12:30, we have Brady Ewing coming in. Brady's just a great guy. We are from the same neck of the woods in Richland Center. And I'm really anxious to talk to him about, you know, his kids. You know, he and his wife have these lovely children. Because I'm not a dad proper. I have a couple of godsons, but not a dad proper. So what's it like being a newer young dad? That'll be kind of fun to talk about as well.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Are you spending the holiday back in Manitowoc?
I will be, yes. Yeah. Tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon probably, whenever I feel like it, honestly, I'll be driving back to Manitowoc to spend, I guess, the end of Saturday through Tuesday with my family. Be able to see my niece, Gracie, as well as all three of my sisters and my parents. I don't know who else we're all seeing, but I think it's the next weekend that we're doing Christmas with other extended family and stuff. Cool. So it'll be spread out a little bit.
Very nice. I'm in Richland Center for the Christmas holiday proper. Looking forward to, I believe the menu got changed from lasagna to ham on Christmas, which is great. So a little Christmas ham, a little beverage as well. I make wassail. It's an old drink, and I buy cheap wine. I went to the store last night, to Woodman's, as a matter of fact. I did an afternoon run to Woodman's. Got some Burgundy wine, some apple cider from Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County. You can't beat that with a stick, Oakwood Fruit Farm. So you combine that and some spices and some brown sugar and oranges, and it's fantastic. Some people would say just mulled wine, but wassail is the I've been making it since, like, college, I guess.
I've had mulled wine once. My friends and I tried to make it, and it did not turn out that great.
Oh, really?
I don't know what recipe we used.
I can give you the recipe. It's not hard at all.
Sure. All right. I don't know what
harder we did. A harder recipe to make, and I've roped myself into it for several years now. And I tell people the only reason my nieces come to my mom's to see Uncle Todd is not so much for me, it's for the eggnog at Christmas. And it's I won't tell you it's mine. It's an Emeril Lagasse recipe.
Ooh.
And so it takes a dozen eggs, and you kind of cook the egg yolks. You make a custard, a liquidy, and you have to be very careful because you have to temper the egg yolks with milk, and you use a real vanilla bean in it as well, which really makes it great. The key part is tempering the eggs, because if you don't get it right, they curdle. And then you're all done. You don't want to drink scrambled eggs, you know.
Not particularly.
No, but and then you let that chill, and then you use the egg whites, and you beat them up real fluffy with sugar, and then you fold all that together, and then you put in a couple of pints of whipping cream into that as well. Not a lot of sugar. Well, there is like a cup of sugar, I guess. But it's the real vanilla bean, and then the making of the egg custard. So that's on the docket for the Richland Center holidays here in over the Christmas holiday.
Not something I've been brave enough to try making just yet, but I would like to at some point.
Yeah, I mean, the key is just if you have someone to help a little bit too, that to like hold the sieve because you got to drain it or strain it, all that kind of stuff. But no, very, very tasty. So whatever your holiday traditions are, whatever drinks you're imbibing, we wish you all very well. Of course, if you're imbibing something with a little alcohol, you know, that's fine. But just remember, don't drink and drive. You know, don't overdo and get behind the wheel, because nothing good could ever come to happen. So, you know, moderation is the key over the holidays, I think. Also good to remember when eating, because Todd can't afford to eat too many holiday Christmas cookies this year. But a few is okay.
A few is okay.
We're going to be going in and out of commercial break with various tunes that Mr. Zomers and I have put together here. So enjoy those on the end. A little bit more music than usual, but you know, it's the holidays. It's the Christmas holiday. And you need to have a little music in your life. It makes us all feel a little better. So a little more music for you as we go on. This is George Michael again, Mr. Zomers. All right, little George Michael holiday tune. Back with more of the Todd Oliveball Show on Civic Media, our Christmas show special. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for joining us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
See, this is, if you ever get your own radio show, get yourself a producer like Aaron Zomers, who can read your mind and knows exactly what song you want next, even without telling him.
Is this the one that you wanted next?
Honest to God, I was thinking, I hope he plays that next. And you did. Probably my favorite all-time Christmas show, Charlie Brown Christmas. And certainly, I have this album on vinyl. And Vince Guaraldi, is that how you pronounce it, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. A fantastic playing of the piano by Vince Guaraldi, A Charlie Brown Christmas. If you have a chance to pick up the album, either the vinyl version usually has like the cast of the Peanuts, you know, TV show or on it, or you could download it, or perhaps even the DVD, I'm not, or a CD, I'm not sure. But vinyl, download it. It's just, it is, to me, it is Christmas on an album.
I have to agree. It's, we have the CD. And every year at some point in the Christmas season, now I haven't heard it because I am living in Madison now, but in Manitowoc, my mom would always play this. And some Christmas albums that play on loop in the house, somebody's just like, come on, please, something else. But this one never gets that because we all love it.
It just puts you in the right frame of mind. Also, the snowflakes one, you know, where Lucy is trying to catch snowflakes on her tongue, I think, at the beginning of the show. It's just, anyway, we don't have, look at this. Well, fantastic. Nelson Valle checking in from beautiful Los Angeles. I see you and hear you, hermano. So there's my wonderful brother in Los Angeles, you know, a brother from another mother, Nelson Valle, originally from El Salvador, now a great American. Has his family, Adalia. And by the way, his wife, Dahlia, is originally from Mexico. She makes a drink during the holidays. Speaking of food and drink, it's fantastic. It's called a Paloma. And let me tell you,
yeah.
if you've never had a good Paloma, you're missing something. If there's anything I enjoy more is a good Paloma over the holidays. In more ways than one. But anyway, Merry Christmas to my family out in Los Angeles, all the Valles out there. So we appreciate all of them to check in. And also, I've been getting emails because I'm a big Rose Bowl Parade fan. As you know, last year we covered the Rose Bowl Parade because it kind of coordinated with our morning show at the time. My sister and I did this last year on the air as the Rose Bowl Parade was going by. We called the parade. It was fantastic.
It was fun, yeah.
And we thought about doing it this year and streaming. Well, guess what? I got an email last night. And last year, there was no stream. I thought, well, here's our niche. We can have Civic Media be the host of the stream for the Rose Bowl. This year, they're doing their own stream, like on Pluto and all these.
And, of course.
And like Jerika Duncan, they got like a big network person from CBS. My sister and I missed our opportunity to call the Rose Bowl on streaming. I'm a little salty about it because I don't brag, and most of it's my sister, you understand. But I don't brag about too much. I think my sister and I could call a Rose Parade as good as anybody.
I think so too. I think last year was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. So I've gone to a couple of Rose Bowls and Rose Parade with Nelson and Dahlia and their family out there in Los Angeles. Always very hospitable and wonderful hosts out there in Los Angeles. And of course, Brady Ewing, our guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes, has played in three of those. And Nelson went to me with to see at least one of those when Brady was playing. So that was great. So thanks, thanks, mi hermano, out in Los Angeles and all the other great people. And that's another thing. One of my finest Christmases, you know, Christmas is one of those times of year where, you know, I'm a person of faith. You are too, Mr. Somers. You know, Brady, our next guest, is as well. For people of faith, it's a special time of year. But look, even if you're not a person of faith, it's just a great international holiday of love, right? And tranquility and peace. At least that's what it should be. And a time when you try to put your differences aside with everyone. And just it just makes you feel better during the Christmas season.
And I can definitely say that among all of my friends from back home in Manitowoc, the one that is the most firmly atheist loves Christmas way more than everyone else.
Really? That's fascinating. See, it brings people together. And it reminds me of the first Christmas that I ever had with my friend and brother Nelson down in El Salvador. It would have been like circa 1992. And it was the first time I ever spent Christmas alone. And Nelson and his brother Silas, Silas was our host student from El Salvador originally, and they and their mom and their sister Marina and Ilda and all kinds of other people were there. Fantastic, Dora, Paco, their other brother, and you know they came from a very poor family, and you're sitting in this cool hammock and you can see the night sky. And they didn't have a Christmas tree proper. There's like an arborvitae next to a mango tree and just one little string of lights on it. But the food, you had turkey that was baked like in an oven all day long. And the food and the rice and the drinks, it was simple and fantastic food. And I don't say this a lot about many things. It was a life-changing experience because for me, at a still fairly young age, in my early 20s, it brought home and reminded me of what Christmas is all about. It's not about what kind of gift you get each other or the fanciness of it or how much money you have or the clothes. It's being with people that you love and who love you unconditionally and just enjoying being present with one another and listening to music and dancing and laughing and good food. And that's what Christmas is all about.
And even if you can't do those things, maybe you've lost some loved ones or you're sick, like you mentioned earlier, or something like that, you can still take a moment to think about the good times.
Yeah.
And think about the people that you do love that you do still have. There's definitely, everybody has people who care about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you think maybe you don't, there's someone out there that cares about you. So it was a poignant lesson that I learned a long ways away in El Salvador back in 1992 during Christmas. And at the time, Nelson didn't speak much English, so my Spanish is even worse than it is now. And I won't tell the whole story, but we ended up, the two of us, taking this trip out to the beach one night and staying at this little hotel. And neither one of us spoke the other's language, but it's amazing how much you can get through with kind of international hand signals and just the spirit of the holiday. So one of my most fantastic memories in life, and it was it brings it back to me during the Christmas season. And in El Salvador, Christmas, there's a little bit of New Year's Eve to Christmas because they set off fireworks, and I'm not talking about sparklers. I'm talking about things that, you know, I mean, make you jump. And so it's fantastic. There's firecrackers and fireworks going off, you know, all night long. And then at midnight, you have a big display of fireworks down there in Central America. So that's one of the great things that Christmas binds us. Christmas is something that's celebrated all over the world. And it's an international holiday. Stay tuned. Brady Ewing is next. Talk to him a little bit more. Vince Guaraldi and Charlie Brown Christmas. You're on the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. U.S. airstrikes rained down in Iraq Tuesday morning local time after three American troops in the country were injured by a drone attack. CBS's David Martin.
The strikes targeted three locations used by an Iranian-backed militia, which the U.S. blames for the drone attack, as well as scores of others since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas.
The strikes hit less than 13 hours after the drone attack. The Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City is packed with patients injured in Israel's war against Hamas. The WHO's Sean Casey made a video there.
It's nonstop, 24 hours a day. Serious and critical injuries coming in, and a very small staff to help them.
Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been found in a penal colony in Siberia. His top aide, Leonid Volkov, spoke to the BBC.
It's been just a hard work. So our legal team sent more than 600 requests all over Russia.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will adopt new legislative maps in time for next year's election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. All parties will be allowed to submit new maps to the court along with expert evidence and supporting arguments. The court will appoint one or more consultants to look at the maps and issue reports. It's the end of the line for one of Wisconsin's most beloved local businesses. Lane's Bakery in Madison closed its doors Sunday. Lane's goes back to 1954. Owner Charles Lane is the grandson of the original owner, and he's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and some patchy fog overnight with lows in the upper 40s. East winds breezy. Showers likely early Tuesday. By the late afternoon, our temperatures falling to the middle 30s. Our winds turning to the southwest. Right now, it's 48.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome back to our very special Christmas show. Mr. Zommer's on the board. He might not be Santa Claus, but he brought a lot of happiness to many Wisconsin football fans for 4 years. He is a three-time Big Ten champion, three-time played in the Rose Bowl, captain of the team, also spent 3 years in the NFL, none other than our ongoing guest and contributor and a great friend of mine, Mr. Brady Ewing, joins us for our special Christmas show live from Michelin Center. Brady, first and foremost, Merry Christmas to you and your fantastic family.
Thanks, Todd, and Merry Christmas to you guys, too. And that was quite the transition of the Zommers on the board playing Christmas music to cheering up Wisconsinites with my football involvement through the years.
Well, so you I did.
Give you props for that one. That was nice.
Well, I mean, it's a great time of the year for a lot of reasons, of course. I mean, people of faith like ourselves, it's a special time of the year. It's a time together with friends and family. And also, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of bowl season right now as well. And I can remember, I've had the pleasure of being at three different Rose Bowls, one of which you were playing in. And I do think of you and those Rose Bowls, because during this time of year, Brady, even though it's Christmas, take us back when you played for the Badgers and those Rose Bowl games. You know, it was the holiday, but you guys had business to do too, right?
Yeah, it was always interesting because I played in a lot of January 1st Rose Bowl games, or, two of them. And then the Champs Sports Bowl, which was kind of, I think, usually a day or two after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, many of my Christmases, or all of my Christmases in college, were spent traveling to bowl games or preparing for bowl games and celebrating with, quote unquote, family of the team, the coaches, right, my teammates, and oftentimes my family was fortunate enough to be in town to be able to spend some time with them amidst practices and meetings and all of that fun stuff and the bowl commitment. So
I caught
some awesome memories, but definitely a different kind of Christmas celebration in that phase of my life.
I caught a little bit of CBS this morning here and had Coach Bill Cowher, former world champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, was talking to Nate Burleson, and he was talking about what it was like to play on Christmas Day in the NFL. Did you ever play during your three seasons, two with Atlanta, one with Jacksonville? Did you ever play on Christmas Day proper in the NFL?
No, I hadn't. It was always interesting to watch others do it, knowing that, it could be a reality, but it wasn't ever anything I had to do. And I know football, and, the NBA with basketball and maybe even some bowl games, they definitely do. So what was Cowher's perspective on it?
Well, he was just saying that, kind of to your point, that you have your blood family, your family, but you also have this football family, and that he had spent a lot of seasons, working, quote unquote, and playing on Christmas Day. But he told, I thought it was kind of cool, he told of one particular Christmas when they played the Green Bay Packers on Christmas Day in Lambeau Field. And he said the night before they were at Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm assuming at the Paper Valley Hotel, where a lot of the NFL teams stay at. And he said they were in Appleton on Christmas Eve. I think it was one of the trainers, don't quote me on that, but there was somebody within the organization that just did a great job reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. And so they get the whole team together on Christmas Eve, and it's like, tomorrow we're going to work, we're going to play the game, but tonight is Christmas. And they'd have this guy read Twas the Night Before Christmas to the entire team and just, have food and have like a little Christmas amongst the family. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And even during some of the bowl experiences I had, and, fortunately, some of the families of the coaches and, you know, get to travel with you during some of those bowl experiences. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was always memorable to me leading up to those bowl games, is typically, you know, even though we had practice or meetings on Christmas Day, you know, they would have Santa Claus come and the opportunity for the coaches, family members to be able to, you know, experience things that way, albeit in a warmer environment, you know, whether California or Florida, mm-hmm. In some of my experiences, but still try to bring kind of that Christmas vibe to the families and all of those involved in supporting the football program. Pretty cool.
No, it's super cool. I'm always happy to see those kind of things. Our Wisconsin Badgers are taking on the LSU Tigers in the Reliquist Bowl this year on January 1st. Not the season that a lot of us had hoped for, and certainly not the one they wanted, but they still finished with 7 wins. And kind of through this weirdness, Brady, it appeared, from what I heard, that because Florida State was undefeated, they won the ACC, they really expected to get into the national championship Final Four. They were left out mm-hmm. primarily because Alabama upset Georgia in that SEC final. And so the committee felt they had to take the SEC champ, but Texas had beat Alabama earlier in the year to give them their only loss. So you couldn't take Alabama mm-hmm. really without Texas. So that left undefeated Florida State out in the cold. And because of that, the ACC, I think rightly to a degree, a little salty. So they refused to make any of their teams available to the other bowls for a number of hours. And these bowls were like, well, then forget it. We'll just move on. And the domino effect kind of ended up, the Badgers were projected to be in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. But because of all this domino effect, they ended up in a New Year's Day Bowl, January 1st, game time 11 a.m. Wisconsin time. And they will take on the LSU Tigers. So that's kind of cool. They ended up in a better bowl. One of the big storylines, Brady, I want to get your take on this. Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner for the Tigers, has decided not to play in that bowl game. I believe he's declaring for the NFL draft. This isn't anything new. There are a number of Badgers doing the same thing. But what do you think of this? You know, you played in all the bowl games, as I recall. Is this something that's newer? Yep. Or what are your feelings on these players that decide to sit out the bowl game, whether they're going to declare for the draft or now they might be entering the transfer portal?
Yeah, it's bowl games now. If you're not in that top tier, you know, playoff type bowl, or some of these, you know, high-level premier bowls that have a lot of history and attention to them, it seems, and even in some of those games, but it just seems more and more that as name, image, likeness develops, that these players continue to protect their personal brand, and the possibility of injury, and, you know, devoting more time to preparation for the combine or the NFL draft. As a fan now, I'm not a huge fan of it, because when I saw, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner wasn't going to be playing in the bowl game, it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But as I get it, but then again, like as a scout or somebody that's played in the NFL in a brief stint, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of telling in and of your thought process too. It's like, okay, if this is going to rear its head of, you know, a quote unquote selfish approach to protect, you know, your personal brand, not practice, and kind of leave these teammates that you've been playing with for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years out to dry. I think that's somewhat of a reflection on you, whether that's a business decision or not. It's something to be taken into consideration. I'm sure a lot of teams look at that and see how might that impact us going forward. If he's dealing with a little tweaked ankle or, you know, has a little bit of adversity, is he just going to fold up and leave us hanging out to dry in the future? So I think it opens up the door to have, you know, questions asked or conversations with that during the recruiting process for the NFL, but not a huge fan in it.
No, I agree with you. I'm not a huge fan either. And to his credit, Tanner Mordecai, the Badgers' 6-year senior, who isn't no longer eligible to play in college, we'll see if he goes to the NFL or tries to, he said he's playing. He's gonna be the starting quarterback for the Badgers, so I give him a lot of credit. And then you got guys like Braylon Allen who have declared for the NFL, saying he's gonna sit it out. I agree with you, Brady. I don't like it, But then again, I kind of have to look at it from the perspective of, you know, look at Ches Bellucci, who we've heard now is coming back for another year with the Badgers. I mean, one bad play, right? One bad play, and you're toast in terms of, like, your, it could really affect where you get drafted. And that could, in the case of like Braylon Allen, that could be millions of dollars depending upon, you know, where you get drafted at.
Yeah, and I've lived that.
I mean,
I've lived that at least at the NFL level, not, you know, through the college transition like a lot of these guys are doing it now, but it only takes one play. And, you know, football, I think that, you know, they say it's 100% injury rate. You're going to be dealing with something. You're going to have something, you know, whether that's minor, whether that's, you know, acutely catastrophic. Mm-hmm. And so you can't play in fear of that when you're out there, or else it seems like it can rear its head in different ways as you're trying to protect yourself. So I can see both sides of the coin too. I'm not a huge fan of it from, you know how it shows some guys' colors, but I totally get it from a business decision perspective. And it doesn't seem to be impacting you know, the draft stock of guys, and they're healthy going in.
But see, right there, that's why, not just because I know you, but that's why you're one of my favorite Badgers, guys, you and guys like you, you play with no fear. You said it. You just play. You play your heart out. You play with your heart and your sleeve. You're all in. And I love that about any athlete at any level with any sport. Talking to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the team, and went on to spend 3 years in the NFL. Joining us live from Richland Center on this special Christmas show. We appreciate that, Brady. Talk to folks a little bit about what it's like to prepare for our Wisconsin Badgers, preparing for the Reliquest Bowl on New Year's Day with LSU. Game time, 11 o'clock right here on Civic Media. People can stream it on the Civic Media app. Tell folks what it's like to prepare for a bowl game versus, say, a big game against, you know, Ohio State or Michigan or one of those big games in the Big Ten.
Right. Yeah, it's a totally different process. I know, you know, when I was in school at Wisconsin, it was very much a developmental program at that time. And this was before the transfer portal and name, image, likeness, and all of that fun stuff. So, you know, they recruited, you know, guys from the state, you know, guys maybe that didn't have the highest star rankings, but they put you into a program with the weight training, with the on-field development, and maybe you didn't get a true opportunity until your junior, senior year. But they had a depth of talent and a depth of solid talent that, you know, was readily available to compete for a job. So when anytime we got into a bowl game, which we did all four of my years, they always looked at it as an opportunity to continue to develop players. Mm-hmm. So during the season, you're very much focused on every minute as preparation for that opponent that you're playing that coming Saturday. But during bowl prep, you take a step back. Some of the older guys don't get as many reps. They're really focused, at least when I was at UW, on the development of talent. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily doing specific game preparation for that team that you're playing throughout the whole, 3 to 4 weeks leading into that game. Mm-hmm. But you're doing what they call good on good. So you're playing Wisconsin defense versus Wisconsin offense. You might be going more ones versus ones, first team versus first team, second team versus second team. Whereas in the season preparation, you're doing a lot against a first team versus scout team or second team, you know, giving you a specific look on what you might expect from that opponent. Now that game prep ramps up as you travel. Typically you would travel to the bowl site, you know, 5 to 7 days a week before the game itself, depending on, you know, how things fell and what time zone you're going to. And that's typically when the game week specific prep would happen, much like it would be during the season.
About a minute left before I have to take a break here and come back to the other side. But quickly, Brady, last minute here, this segment, you played under former coach Brett Bielema. Coach Chris was the offensive coordinator. I know Coach Alvarez talked about, hey, when we're in a bowl game, we want to win, you know, the steak eating competition, the tug of war, whatever it is. We want to win all, not just the game. What are your thoughts on these kind of extracurricular things, these bowl games?
Oh, I loved it. You know, the prime rib steak eating contest out at the Rose Bowl, I think that's a iconic one that a lot of people hear of. And that was our philosophy. We wanted to win in every respect. And I know Travis Frederick ate his share of prime rib out at the Rose Bowl one year, like 7 or 8 pieces that really helped contribute to that. So,
that's fantastic. Thank Brady Ewing. Stay tuned. More with Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badgers, on the other side. More with him on the Todd Allbowles Show on this Christmas edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Pretty good plan. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Take me to the islands, put my feet in the sand. Rocking to and fro with the rhythm of the ocean. Singing silent night with the palm trees a-blowing.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, our special Christmas show, now 9 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, three-time Big Ten champion, played in three Rose Bowls, captain of the team for a season, along with Russell Wilson. What a year that was. And then spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady Ewing, always a pleasure to talk to you, especially during this Christmas season. You've had a few Christmases. As Kenny Chesney, Mr. Zomers, great job. One of my favorite tunes there by Kenny Chesney. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. It's a different feeling, right? As a kid growing up in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, to spend Christmas under palm trees.
It definitely is. Yeah, and we've, you know, even in the bowl games that we traveled around for, and then some of my NFL endeavors and being in different places than Wisconsin, definitely enjoy the nostalgia of having a white and a cold Christmas. Personally, I could use a little bit less winter throughout the rest of the winter.
Right.
And that time of year. But Christmas hits a little different when it's warm out and you're under palm trees. I don't know if I want it to be the norm, but I tried to enjoy it while I had the chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent a Christmas in Florida, spent a couple of Christmases in El Salvador. And you think, well, this is going to be weird and just not fun. But then you see like Christmas lights on palm trees and you have a beverage and you're with people that you love and having fun. And you're like, it's not so bad not having snow.
That's right. Yeah. You're reminded real quick of the true meaning of Christmas, although the nostalgia of the cold and the snow and sledding and right, taking it all in that way. It's really about who you spend it with, what the meaning of the season's all about, at least, you know, for us and our family. And yep. Good perspective giver.
I couldn't agree more. We're going to talk about family in a second, but very quickly, Brady, our Green Bay Packers, I was all over. I was on the love train. I was set for the playoffs. And then, Tommy DeVito and, Chicken Cutlets took over. And now the Pack, you know, the defense, what's going on? Do we have any hope at Christmas the Packers can make the playoffs?
It's dwindling chances, I think. I don't follow it entirely close, but man, they're going from being in a really good position where you somewhat feel like you control your own destiny to just struggling on all phases of the ball, really.
Yeah.
You know, defense, offense, and special teams. It just, I'm a struggle bus right now.
I know. So
hopefully they can pull it together and at least do their part to put themselves in a position to see what happens.
Definitely hope so. Brady, you mean our guest here. Brady, you are a fairly young dad. You and your lovely wife have kids. We've talked about before. Our parents live a house apart in Richland Center. You took them to mom's trick-or-treating. What's it like now, you know, being a dad around the Christmas season? Is there just an added joy? Any traditions in the Ewing household over the Christmas holiday?
Nothing earth-shattering, but the, you know, all of us kids that grew up under the same roof with my parents, as we started to grow our families, you know, we've started to keep that special time for, you know, Christmas Day for us to have with our kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do our traditional Christmas Eve dinners. We like to do fondue with the kids. They absolutely love it.
That's great.
Go to town.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, New Year's Eve church service, fondue, you know, Santa Claus and presents from the parents. And just with the age of my kids from 2 up to 9 right now, we have 4 boys, and usually spend time either putting some presents together or, you know, helping with some intricate Lego set or something like that. So it keeps us busy throughout the day, probably throw in a fire in the fireplace and just enjoy the day together. And then look forward to getting together with more extended family and immediate family in the weeks around Christmas.
That's one thing for me. I know if I ever have kids, I will dread the day when they're like, "No, Dad, I don't need your help building this Lego set." I'll be like, "But I want it to."
That gift was actually for me, guys.
See,
for me to relive my childhood.
It's a good thing that you are a college and a professional athlete. 4 boys between the ages of 2 and 9. I can't imagine the amount of energy that it takes to keep up with that, Brady.
Oh, it's intense. I mean, and then that's only heightened around, you know, this time of year.
Right.
We are very intentional about keeping them focused on, you know, what Christmas is all about. But like most kids, they're excited for gifts and, you know, getting around family and all of that. So the energy level with candy, gifts, and all the excitement is heightened. And they're a physical group of young men, and they bring a lot of energy to keep us on our toes and keep Rachel and I active. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, you understand, Mr. Somers, what Brady is doing here is he's creating his own running back and offensive line. So he'll be able to basically create his own team, and he'll just, you know, they'll all go to the Badgers, and you know, he, you know, and Brady will just be coaching the whole thing.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic, Brady. Well, look, Brady.
Can you do that with 4?
I think I. Well,
can
I,
you do that with 4? Because I think we're done.
Brady says we're done. Well, there's always the Christmas miracle, right? But you never know. But I think you do now with NIL, Brady. I mean, you have the opportunity for NIL when you played. So now you gotta set this up. You understand?
Start building their brand.
Yes, exactly. You build the foursome, the four horsemen, or whatever you want to call it, and we start the NIL now.
All right, I'll start making the business plan out in my head and then start documenting. That'll be my goal.
I mean, you know JJ Watt. I mean, look at what the Watt brothers have done. The Ewing brothers can do the same thing a generation later.
Alternatively, you could let them have a childhood and make that decision themselves, but you know.
No, Brady.
Yeah, that would be one approach. Yeah, that's, hey, I'm all for sharing my experiences with them, but awesome point, Aaron. I mean, they'll grow into their own, you know, young men that have their own passions, and we're super adamant on supporting whatever that is, whether that's academics, you know, art, music, sports. You know, it's exciting to see where the world takes them in years.
Well, with parents like Brady and Rachel Ewing, they are very, very fortunate. Brady, I appreciate you as a player. I appreciate you as a Badger. Most of all, I appreciate you as a friend and the wonderful human being you are. You're a fantastic person. Thanks for joining us, my friend, on this special holiday. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Maybe we'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Todd. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, my pleasure. Brady Ewing, stay tuned next. More of our special Christmas show in hour number 2. Christmas movies, Christmas songs, Christmas hot chocolate and mimosas and board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show in Civic Media.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The U.S. has retaliated for a Christmas Day Iranian militia attack on Americans in northern Iraq. CBS News defense correspondent.